Well, hello there, and hello. I've never gotten good at introducing the diary episodes. I either say something dumb, or I have to clear my throat, or a combination of the two. Which is pretty much what you heard there. So hello and welcome to this edition of the diary. It's Friday, January 10th, 2014. I have a brief moment in between shows where I can pop on here and talk to you guys real quick. You know, about life and stuff. And if I don't finish here, if I have to go run off and do Current Geek, I can come back and finish this up. Seems like the right thing to do. So it's been an interesting week. It's been mostly a antibiotic-filled week, trying to kick this weird infection thing. Doctor thinks I have. I'm not convinced, but whatever. He seems to think that's what's going on. And I say I'm not convinced because should have seen significant relief by now, but not really having it. So I don't know why I'm eating pills the size of big toes, but I am, and there it is. That's all there is. That's all she wrote. But I'm not going to spend this entire episode talking about that. In fact, that is all I'm going to say. So what you heard just now, that is both the least and the most of what I have to say about this particular health issue. I'm sure it'll work itself out. So let's talk instead about how everyone's a liar. Everybody is a freaking liar. That is obviously an overstatement, and I'm not trying to blanket everybody under the same accusation. However, I run into these issues where I'm not going to be specific because I'm trying to work some of these out without dragging people's name through the dirt. Or is it the mud? Do we do the dirt or the mud when we're dragging people's names through it? What's the common thing? I want to say mud. Don't drag his name through the mud. Okay, there's that. Don't drag his name through the dirt. They kind of both work, right? If anything, mud is more comfortable than dirt because it's soft by nature, gooey and wet. You're under greater risk of drowning on mud than you do dirt, I suppose. But dirt seems hard, crusty, and kind of lacerate-y. So you're going to, you know, drag your face across that and walk away with a big bleeding cheekbone. Or worse. So for today, we'll say drag people's name through the dirt, since that's worse. We'll leave mud to the amateurs, okay? Anyway, when I make a deal with somebody, either a real handshake or a virtual handshake, I'm still one of those people that thinks that all ought to be adhered to and followed through on. If people say they're going to do something, i.e. pay me for work done, where we came to an agreement about what the work would be, what the price would be, and I even spent time wiggling my way down to give them a better deal, made the deal, said, yep, here you go, sent it via email or whatever, however it's done. There's multiple ways to do this. And I'm talking about multiple people here, multiple organizations and people. And then to have those people not do their end of the deal. So I'll deliver on time. I give them the goods they've asked for. And they suddenly go silent. They got their part of it, and then they go off the grid, and they don't answer my emails, and they don't check their texts, or they don't answer them anyway, and they don't check their voicemails. With me going, hey, it's been 10 days. Were you still, like, what are we doing here? Invoices in your hands? Are we not? What are we doing? And then occasionally somebody will write back and go, oh, yeah, sorry, we had some problem, and we're on it right away, going out today. You should see it in 2 days if it's a check in the mail. Oh, okay, great, thanks, I appreciate that. I'll watch for it in 2 days. I set a reminder, check in two, actually, I'll set a reminder to check 3 or 4 days, give them the benefit of slow mail or something, 2 extra days, nothing. That's weird. Send him an email. Hey, just letting you know, it's been 2 days after you said it would be here and it's not here yet. What's going on? Nothing. No answer. Zip. Nada. And I'm left with a bunch of time and effort spent for nothing. So that's frustrating, right? Now, I won't say most of the time, but often these things work themselves out over time. Things are a little tight. They just didn't tell me, which is kind of my problem in the first place. And surely this is nothing new. That's such a dumb thing to even say. Obviously it isn't new. This is the age old thing. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, as Wimpy would say in the Popeye universe. But that's kind of what it is. You're borrowing. Or sometimes you're just full on highway robbery. Now, I've had times where I'm late. I'm the one that's held up, or I'm the one that's causing things to get delayed. But I at least try to talk and communicate and express where I'm at and say, ugh, that, you know, what you guys decided on the final sketch, it's going to take a little bit more time. So I need another, you know, I need till next Tuesday. So at least I'm saying something. And if they say, oh, can't do it, well, then I will stay up as late as I have to get it done. You know? So it's not like I can't be reasoned with. You could say, well, we can't pay you today because things were tight and this month's bad, so they're freezing funds, but I can promise we'll have something early next month. Even if you told me that, that'd be better than just not talking to me or saying anything. I feel like this one piece of the human condition could be improved at least a little bit. Usually the most traction I get is when I threaten to like tweet about it and tell 41,000 people that, hey, these guys are crooked, don't do business with them or something. It takes a long time to get to that point, but when I do get to that point, and I have a couple of times, I'll usually say, guys, look, I'm going to have to, you know, essentially drag your name through the dirt and warn other people not to do work with you because this is freaking ridiculous that you haven't paid in 6 months or whatever. And you're not answering my emails. I know you get email. You seem to be Johnny on the spot reply 5 seconds later when you needed it, when you were all ready for it. Where's the art? Oh, I have the art. Silence, nothing, zip. Blackout, a shroud. So, unless I hear from you in the next 20 minutes, I'm going to go public with how sucky you are and that people in my position should not, or people in my same situation should not offer any products or services to you because you don't pay. Now, it's come down to that a couple of times. And in those cases, what usually happens is within about 5 minutes, I finally get a reply, even though they couldn't figure out how to do that for 6 months, saying, no problem, it's in here, we'll just do a PayPal, just PayPal it, or, you know, can we just, what are we doing? Here's a picture of the check. Like, that happens. Do we really have to go that far? And that's just my meager following. I mean, I'm proud of my 41,000 followers, don't get me wrong, but, you know, there are people I know could do some real damage with 1.something million people. Typically, some of them are on my side. So when they hear about my plight, they'll tweet it to their friends. And they'll tweet it to their friends. I mean, we really do live in a time where, I wouldn't call it blackmail or holding you hostage, but we have some recourse, some social recourse. That's my new social network platform I'm launching next year. Social recourse. I don't know what it will be. Anyway, that's been going on and it's frustrating because I'm now getting to the point with a couple of them where I'm going to have to do something like that. And I don't like doing that. And one of them in particular, well, I'm not going to say. I don't want to lead people into thinking something about somebody who this may not be about. So I'll leave it there. But I'm curious what your thoughts are on just that whole state of things in the world, like just generally. And I know, you know, companies, that's why there are collection agencies. That's why you have an entire collections department working for big companies. That's why you have lawyers who work for companies. I understand the fallout from this. I just don't understand how we got this far. If you can't afford a thing, then don't ask me for the thing. I don't do that. I don't walk into a grocery store and go, yeah, I'm going to take this milk, this cheese, and this loaf of bread. All right, that'll be $6.99. And then just run and say, oh, it's okay, I'll pay you later, I promise. And then just leave. I can't do that. I have to cough it up. And in these cases, these people have extra time. I can give you net 15 or net 30 or something. But net 365? No. In some cases, net never. I won't even tell you the story about one. We had a sponsor years ago. I won't say who, but what an awful experience. And they're a pretty big company. And I finally carved it out of them. So we got squared up, but I will never do work with them ever freaking again. And before getting into that deal, I thought they were kind of awesome. But man, now I'm just like, oof, what are you doing over there? They were really bad about what they're doing, anything they said they would do. And we delivered 3 times what we told them we would deliver on numbers and exposure. We did way more than our part. I even charged them less, and they still stiffed me for about a year. And then finally got the minimum out of it, and then that's the last I'll ever do anything with them. So I'm not going to tell you again who that is. I'm not a public besmircher, but I do like to explore these human foibles that we're all involved in. Like a bunch of crazy dumbasses, you know? Because we really are. We're crazy sometimes. We do things that just go against every, I don't know. We're just so inherently dishonest. It's like this. If somebody needs, it would be chaos. It probably would. But if somebody could create a mind reading device and could literally like go, all right, beep, 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 beep. I can tell that guy is trying to screw me before I even talk to him. Or I can tell that guy's not going to pay me when he says he's going to. Or I can tell that guy is not sure about this. I mean, it would be total chaos because everybody reserves a little bit. I'll reserve, you know, I'm not going to just lay it all out until I kind of understand what's going on. So I'm not going to promise people dates and things until I know. So they would see the truth of me, which is, oh, he's not going to tell me if he can do it in 30 days because he's worried about it being bigger than I'm telling him. Or, you know, like all of it would be laid bare. Wouldn't that short term be real bad? Like all markets would crash, stuff would go terrible, things would just be real bad at first. But isn't the long run of an invention like that kind of awesome? Because then everything is just, it just is. It is what it is. I mean, I don't think we ever get to do that, right? Like that's never a thing we can do. Is it? Not in my lifetime. Not my, how many years I have. No way. But 200-300 years down the road, maybe, could be, sort of, possible. You know, 100 years ago today, it was what? It was 1913. It's a long time to wait. Look how much has changed in those 100 years. Just imagine how much will change now in the next 100. And none of us on this earth, none of you listening to me right now, thousands and thousands of you are hearing this. And none of you will be alive in 100 years. Neither will I. We will all be gone in the next 100 years. Probably well before that. Some of you may have had a baby today. And that baby may live to be 100. But that's it. That's it. You'll all be gone. I'll be gone. Everyone's gone. In 100 measly years. As a species who is constantly fighting for survival, that seems crazy to me. It's just the way it is. That is the way of life, but man, doesn't that seem short? It does to me. That seems real short. 100 measly years. We're all out. All right. That's depressing. I don't want to think about it anymore. I'm off to do another show. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoy these shows. I'm enjoying doing them. And your feedback's been awesome. I have some stuff to answer, but I'll do that in the next episode. Keep those coming, though. Scott@frogpants.com is the place you can send those emails. And if you keep them short and interesting as far as the questions that they are, I will be more than happy to answer them here on the show. And I'm going to do more than just one of these a week moving forward. I'm going to kind of just sneak them in. So like I did this week, here's one. It's an extra one. All right. If you have any questions for me, let me know. True or false? Oh, it's true. I have a unicorn horn growing out of my butt. False. All right. We'll see you guys next time.